Welcome to Health for Life, your trusted source for health and wellness insights, proudly presented by Vitruvian Health, the comprehensive healthcare system serving Northwest Georgia and Southern Tennessee with leading entities like Hamilton Medical Center and Bradley Medical Center. We're dedicated to keeping our communities healthy and thriving.
Today we're talking with Dr. Hector Duran, a board-certified, fellowship-trained vascular surgeon with Hamilton Vascular Center. Dr. Duran, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Today we're going to talk about peripheral artery disease, also referred to as PAD. It affects the arteries in your legs and can lead to serious complications, even limb loss. Dr. Duran, let's dive right in. What is PAD and how does it differ from venous insufficiency, which you discussed with us last time?
So that has to do with arteries. So chronic venous insufficiency, that is the vein side of the body. Now we're talking about the arterial side. So this is the oxygenated blood that leaves your lungs and gets pumped out from by your heart throughout your body and delivers oxygen to your tissues. These tissues, they need oxygen in order to live. And so when you have PAD, you are restricting the amount of oxygenated blood that will get to these tissues or organs, and then that can lead to the consequences that I'm sure we're going to discuss here. Peripheral artery disease is a condition that it's acquired, and so different from the venous insufficiency, which is primarily a hereditary problem, this particular disease is more of an acquired problem. And so there are four main disease processes or risk factors, let's say, that will account for peripheral artery disease, and those are high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, and smoking. If you have any kind of serious peripheral artery disease, I can just about assure you that you have at least one, if not all, of those conditions, okay? There is a hereditary component to it as well. However, most of it, like I said, is usually caused by one of those four risk factors.
What are signs that people should watch for if they're looking out for PAD?
So PAD, you know, like we just talked about, is essentially a clogging of the arteries. And so what happens is you have damage to the intima of the artery, which is the inside lining of the blood vessel. That damage from these conditions of high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, or smoking, then you have plaque buildup within these arteries. When you have plaque buildup, it restricts the amount of blood flow getting through that plaque. Getting beyond that point in the arterial circuit. And so in other words, when you have blockages, for example, in your aorta, which is the main blood vessel that goes through your body, then you're going to feel it in your legs. And that feeling is going to be is going to start off with something that we refer to as claudication. Claudication is a condition where you get cramping in your calves when walking. And so, in other words, you're walking for a certain distance, and then all of a sudden you get like a Charlie horse in your calf that makes you stop. And so you go, whoa, you stop, and you just rest a couple of minutes, it goes away, and then you keep going. And it happens again. It's repeatable. And so, in other words, it starts to limit the distance that people can walk. Oftentimes, the story that we get is, you know, we're going to Walmart, and we can generally walk from, you know, the car to the front of the store. But by the time I get to the back of the store, then I'm stuck. I can't make it back out because my legs are cramping. You know, even going to their mailbox to get their mail, oftentimes people will claudicate like that. And so that is a sign that your muscle is not getting enough blood flow because it's starting to cramp. That is the most mild form of symptoms that you're going to see. Oftentimes, you'll also see hair loss on your legs. You'll see kind of a shiny color of the skin. Then you can also, it can progress to where, once again, you can get ulcerations on your feet, wounds that don't heal. Another typical scenario where this, you know, we see is a patient will go and get a pedicure at the local nail salon, and then they end up getting a wound on their foot from that because they, you know, have now had a cut to their skin, and that just won't heal because they don't have enough blood flow getting down to their feet to heal it.
It seems like it's something that can start so small, but like ramp up.
It does. Now, having said that, the manifestations of PAD generally are very late. And so, in other words, this is a condition that, once again, similar to the venous insufficiency, it is chronic. So, in other words, just like we talked about with the appendicitis, you know, if you have appendicitis and they take out your appendix, you're never going to get appendicitis again. However, this does not happen like that. So once you are diagnosed with peripheral artery disease, this is a condition that you're going to have for life. It doesn't go away. There are medications that can help. There are procedures that we do that can help. However, you will always have peripheral artery disease. And that's why generally as a vascular surgeon, we have a very long relationship with our patients, because by the time you are coming to see me as, you know, to treat your peripheral artery disease, I'm going to be your physician for life.
Wow. And like once you start seeing these signs, how does this actually get diagnosed?
Physical exam and listening to your clinical story is the first step in this. So, you know, if you come into the office and we're talking and you're telling me how, you know, you can't go to the back of the Walmart without your legs cramping, that's a sign. Physical exam, we will test your pulses. And so, in other words, if I can't feel your pulses in your feet, then that's alerting me that, you know, you have blockages up higher that are allowing me not to feel your pulse in your foot. And then we have in our office, we have an independent vascular lab. We have a team of four ultrasonographers that do ultrasounds all day long on the vasculature. So this is, you know, similar to an ultrasound of a baby when they're looking at your baby when you're pregnant. Well, this is a vascular ultrasound. So these ultrasounds are looking at your blood vessels. They're looking inside your blood vessels. They are measuring the blood going through your blood vessels. And so they are able to determine where the blockages are, how bad the blockages are, and then that gives us an idea of what the next treatment modality, you know, can be. As far as treatment goes, the first step in the treatment is obviously preventing what's caused the problem in the first place. You know, if you have high blood pressure, then it's getting your blood pressure under control with medications or whatever it takes to get your blood pressure under control. If you have diabetes, it's keeping your A1C under 7, you know, making sure that your blood sugars are well regulated. If you have cholesterol, high cholesterol, then you should be on a cholesterol-lowering drug, a statin, in order to lower your cholesterol, because those are the things that make peripheral artery disease worse. Now, smoking is probably the number one thing that we deal with, people that smoke. The issue is that smoking is a major contributor to peripheral artery disease. Smoking is the one thing that if we can get people to come off the cigarettes, that helps the peripheral artery disease progression probably the most.
It's wonderful that there's so many different ways to do what you're doing.
Yeah, it truly is. The last several years has seen just an explosion of different types of treatment modalities that we're able to use, things that you know, you would have never even imagined 20 years ago were possible that we are doing now. Peripheral artery disease, also, you have to think something that, you know, we've been talking about the legs a lot, but it affects anywhere in your body where the blood flow goes. And so, in other words, you know, if you start up towards your head, you know, in your neck area are your carotid arteries. Okay, the carotid arteries are the main arteries that give blood flow to the brain. So when you develop plaque in your carotid arteries, then that puts you at risk of stroke. And so we also, as vascular surgeons, treat peripheral artery disease up in your neck area. And so we do something called a carotid endarterectomy, where we're able to go in and clean out that plaque. We also are able to put stents in the carotid arteries when necessary in order to open up the blood flow that way. Then we also will treat the blood vessels in the arms. Although typically people don't have as much problems with peripheral artery disease in the arms, it generally will concentrate itself in the legs. However, we do run across people that have blockages in their subclavian arteries, which are up in the collar area or out in their arms, and we're able to do things there, minimally invasive as well, with balloons, stents, shaving out plaque, things like that. Peripheral artery disease will also cause aneurysms. Aneurysms are Generally, the one that most people know about is your abdominal aorta, which is the main blood vessel in your belly button, or right around your belly button. And an aneurysm is where that blood vessel will expand in size. This is also caused by peripheral artery disease. Mm-hmm. And so when that happens, that blood vessel grows, and it can continue to grow until it ultimately pops and kills you. And so we treat aneurysms as a vascular surgeon, and I would say probably 90% of those nowadays are treated with stents again. So we're able to fix these things without even having to, you know, open you up. As you go further down, then you have the iliac arteries. We're able to put stents in those arteries, and then the legs, like we had just discussed. So as a vascular surgeon, you know, we get exposure to pretty much the entire body. Anywhere blood travels is and can be affected by peripheral artery disease.
As we're wrapping up the show here, I think it's important, like, for people who are, you know, struggling with this to understand that this is something that is just going to be with them from now on, right?
Correct. And I promise you that ignoring it is not the answer. Mm-hmm. Recognizing that you have a problem, getting in to see me, we can talk about it. Like I said, a lot of people, you know, do not have to have any kind of active treatment. Just knowing that you have the disease and understanding it, And then we put you into what was called our surveillance program, where we get periodic ultrasounds. And these ultrasounds will tell us the progression of your disease. And so whereas, you know, you come in and you see me and we get some ultrasounds and everything looks good, we don't need to have any active treatment at this point. I'm going to work with you in order to, you know, control your risk factors, but we don't need any active treatment at this point. And then you're in my surveillance program, and we're able to catch things at a much earlier stage than when it becomes a real problem. And so if I'm able to catch someone's peripheral artery disease where I can treat it with a balloon or a stent or shave out the plaque with minimally invasive techniques before I have to end up doing a bypass on you, then that's a win. You know, we can definitely do that and get you treated without having to do the more invasive operation.
Thank you for joining us once again. And for the people who want to get into contact and, you know, come see you guys, where are you guys located at?
Off of Burleson Road at the Hamilton Vascular Center.
Thank you for listening to Health for Life, a presentation of Vitruvian Health, formerly Hamilton Healthcare System.